Hello, welcome back to Battle Plan, a podcast focused on spiritual warfare. I'm Dr. Charlie, and our website is active-faith.org. Our goal is to take back enemy territory, expel evil, and heal through spiritual growth. Today, our topic is, can Scripture remove a pastor that is living in sin? I would like to take you to Matthew chapter 13. I'll start in verse 24. It says, "The kingdom of heaven is like a farmer who planted good seed in his field. But that night, as the worker slept, his enemy came and planted weeds among the wheat and slipped away. When the crop began to grow and produce grain, the weeds also grew. The farmer's workers went to him and said, 'Sir, the field where you are planted, that good seed is full of weeds. Where did they come from?' 'An enemy has done this,' the farmer exclaimed. 'Should we pull out the weeds?' they asked. 'No,' he replied. 'You'll uproot the wheat if you do. Let both grow together until the harvest. Then I will tell the harvesters to sort out the weeds, tie them into bundles, and burn them, and put the wheat in the barn.'" We often call this the scripture where we separate the wheat from the tares. That's the old King James Version. And I would like to talk about that scripture for a minute. Twice I have been exposed to a situation, both unintentionally, where I was privy to staking a community. Just part of staking a community, which we do all the time. If you're familiar with active faith at all, we love to go into communities and stake and proclaim the land for the kingdom of God, take it back from the enemy, ask God to use it for his good and his purpose, help the churches grow, help the body of Christ be strong, and for evil to see its way out of that town or that community. In one instance, I was staking near a church property and we were praying for the town. And the Lord led me to ask for the leadership of the church to be strengthened and for the church to grow and for the people to flourish. That part of that prayer, I prayed along with others that he would separate the wheat from the tares in the church. In other words, that he would separate the weeds and that the good in the church would grow. I had absolutely no idea what I was asking him for. I just felt that that was what I was supposed to pray. 2 weeks later, I found out that that particular pastor was let go by his board of elders because he had been having an extramarital affair. That's very difficult. I did not know at the time that that was a situation. I didn't even know this pastor. I found out afterwards and remembered that we had stood near that church. I mean, it was within eyesight of where we staked and prayed, and that is what happened. Another situation, several years later, we were praying around a town. It was small, and we just staked the community. There was no specific prayer, but the word of God is strong. And when there is evil going on, being practiced, whether it's in the body of Christ or just somewhere else in the community, the word of God can have such a presence that evil will show itself. And it just so happened, unfortunately, that another pastor was caught in an extramarital situation, an affair, and he was also subject to drugs and alcohol at the time. And it was just an ugly situation. But the word of God proved true. And it cleaned out the weeds in those communities. And fortunately, the people of God took the right actions and loved those pastors, but yet removed them from leadership in the body. We want to not forget that our pastors are people too. And I hope that your churches are putting support systems and accountability systems in place for your pastors and your leadership. I hope that you are praying for your pastors and your leaders because they are just as susceptible to the enemy as you and I are. I give you these examples not because I want to pick on pastors. My heart breaks over these situations, but because I want to show you that it doesn't matter who is in the wrong. It doesn't matter who's the weeds in this particular idiom, in this situation. It has to do with the fact that the Word of God is the truth and it penetrates. It is a sword and it will separate good from evil. I hope you join us next time on Battle Plan. Until then, I'm Dr. Charlie.